This is episode number 799 with the Iceman, Wim Hof.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Nelson Mandela said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Welcome to this episode. Super excited. We had Wim Hof on a few years ago, and it blew up. It blew up on video, on audio, and we decided to bring him back on. For those that don't know who he is, Wim Hof got his nickname, the Iceman, by breaking a number of records for his ability to withstand extreme cold. He has set Guinness World Records, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts, and ran a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot. He believes humans have an inner power, which is the ability to adapt to extreme temperatures and survive within our natural environment. On this principle, he developed the Wim Hofit method, a natural path to an optimal state of body and mind. And in this interview, we talk about how to prevent illness when creating stress on our body. Also, Wim's life story and how he got into ice and breathing training. Our sixth sense and how tapping into what makes us feel fearless. And the greatest lesson the cold has taught him, and so much more. I'm super excited about this one. It's a powerful one. Make sure to share this with your friends, lewishowes.com/799. This can transform your life if you apply some of these principles. I've done these principles over the last few years whenever I feel stressed or overwhelmed. Some of my team has done this, and I've seen complete life changes in them. And so many of our listeners who have gone through this have seen huge transformations. So make sure to share this with a friend. Be a hero to someone today by just texting a friend this link, lewishowes.com/799, and spread the message of greatness moving forward.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's going to be great.
All right, guys, I'm excited about this one. This will be powerful. Make sure to share with your friends. Without further ado, let me introduce to you the one, the only, Wim Hof.
This bomb is being hurt. That they see what kind of hole we have created in the ignorance, in the dependency of ours.
Okay.
And that we shoot chains and see past these walls of not knowing now how much you could know.
Okay.
Within yourself, and that it is there, scientifically endorsed. Yet it is not to the interest of the establishment to be so self-aware with so much more power within in such a short time being able to set off.
Right.
And so 6 years ago, we showed as the first ones in medical history that the autonomic nervous system can deeply be influenced. After 16,134 test subjects of endotoxemia, bacteria injected, all became sick, very sick, because it's inflammation causing this bacteria, E. coli bacteria. It's a controlled experiment. And it's to find out if we have a natural way, means of our mind, maybe breath, maybe this, maybe that, in hospitals, in a controlled environment, how to beat inflammation, which is the cause and effect of any disease in the end.
Inflammation.
So they created this endotoxemia model that is injecting a bacteria, and it works for 3 to 6 hours. People become really sick.
Have you done the injection?
Yes, yes. I've done the injection, and then I was the first one to show a complete different chart than all the 16,000 people. And then they said, but that's because you are the Iceman. You are in a freak of near nature, and you do these crazy extreme things, and that's why you are able where others are not able to do that. And then I said to them, no, what I can do, anybody can do.
Mm.
And then they took me on in the end, and I took 18 people to the mountains, 4 days. I learned them to cope with extreme cold in their shorts. I learned them breathing techniques, and I learned them mindset. Mindset is a neurological muscle inside we have. Yeah, it's not placebo, it's a real muscle, neural activity. When that unites, it's called willpower. And you can really connect with that into any part of the brain, and with that into parts thought of inaccessible.
Yeah.
And this is the latest study I've shown in Detroit, Michigan, in the Wayne State University, in brain scans.
Mm.
Cold water is stress. In the end, anything out there, the stress, negative stress coming to us, creating cell biological stress.
So when we create stress on the body, how does that help us kill inflammation or disease or sickness?
Sickness. How? By going from your consciousness, your will. We thought of will is somewhere there. It's not over there. It's right over here, and it's a muscle. And you are able to go with that will. Power is the center in the brain, prefrontal cortex, going into the brain stem. The brain stem is about survival. But because we live every day in a very controlled environment, like the world where we live in with the heat, the cold, sedentary lifestyles, going into the car, we got it all controlled by our thinking,
mm-hmm.
not by our feeling anymore. Not nature is coming to us anymore. Thus, the deeper parts, the old brain, the reptilian brain, brain stem, and the limbic system, the mammalian brain, the animal, is not being lived anymore.
Uh-huh.
We are not living like zebras and giraffes and know the danger and flee and fight and food. And it's all there. The food is in the supermarket. You don't need to find it. You don't need to flee, fight, but the dangers are still there. And when the dangers come, like inflammation, causing inflammation, then we don't know how to tap into those deeper parts of the brain because we were thinking all the time. Thus, 25% of our blood flow goes into this thinking brain, and the rest is like on standby. By surviving.
Yeah. Do you think it's possible for someone to, if they're getting a cold or a flu-like symptoms, to, without breathing techniques or without cold therapy, can they just use their mind?
Yes.
To change
exactly
that flu-like
Good
or
part.
Sickness? Is that
Good
possible?
Part.
Or do they need breathing
you.
And
yes.
cold?
No. They don't need it. This is the, we are different than zebras and giraffes. That is true. And that is because we a part of us is animal, but here comes in the human consciousness,
mm-hmm.
the human power of the mind. And the seat of that is our brain. And our brain, we have learned only to go into the surface, the thinking, and controlling the world around us. With that, we have no way of accessing into these neurological pathways into the depth of our brain. We didn't exercise that. For that, the cold is great. For that, the breathing is great. But once you have done that, then suddenly these neurological pathways are existent. And you know what? This is what I did in Michigan. Showed as the first one in the world, in brain scans, how to get cold water, a stressor, on the body and make it go away. Just my skin temperature did not go down just by using the mind.
Really?
That could be a circus act or whatever, you know? It's not that matter. It's about how to deal with stress on your body just by using your mind. And stress on your body could be caused by biological stress, physical stress, emotional stress, any stress. But in the end, it is cell biological stress. And we have a possible connection between our will and a part of our brain which is dealing internally, mm-hmm. just through the mind, using the mind, with stress, with the result of stress.
When you're about to enter into 30 or 40 degrees ice cold water, and what is the thing that you think of 30 seconds before? Obviously, you're doing your breathing techniques and other stuff, but what's the thing you think about when you're getting in and then sitting in there so that your temperature does not change, or maybe it changes a little bit, but not yes. drastically?
No, you know, if you stay for 2 hours in and the core body temperature, the core is not changing. And even in New York, I was with Dr. Ken Kamler, in after 1 hour, 15 minutes in the up till here with the ice, my core body temperature went down to a point where normally, physically or physiologically, by medics are stated, this is here we have no power over our core body temperature anymore. It goes spirally down from here, and you're going to die.
Hypothermia,
getting into coma, body parts shut down, and then you die. We have no way to get down. And I was dangerously past this level.
You were there.
Yes, I was there. I was at Regis and Kelly.
Wow.
And one of the Serena Williams was there, who just won the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. And she was there, and I was looking there. So I was not busy with my controlling my body. I went dangerously down, and then where normally you cannot go up anymore. I just used my mind and.
So what are you thinking in the creek?
And now comes 30 seconds before I go in. I just say, shut up, go in, feel, be, connect. And this connection they saw now is the connection with the periaqueductal gray hemisphere. And what they say, we now have the compelling evidence of the key components of the autonomous processes in the brain related to mood regulation. Where normally we get into depression or anxiety and fear, trauma, PTSD, psychosis, all those things, it's because we don't have a hold on those key components of those autonomous processes. Autonomous is outside of the will, now it's inside of the will, shown in the brain scan, and that to regulate your mood or the emotion itself. This is what they said, the professors, you can look it up, and it's all been published, by the way, and I'm waiting for the next study on people with bipolar status, because I think it takes 4 days to get people out of their bipolar state of mind and get them back into the sense of control and have balance within themselves the way nature meant it to be. Because being bipolar in nature, the mammal, it would not survive. It's bipolar. Right. There comes life. Yeah, well, you, bipolar. Right. I'm going to eat you. You look like a steak.
Yeah.
So we are equipped after millions of years how to deal with all those states of mind to become the best in the moment again and regulate that.
Yeah.
But we lost it through the thinking brain too much. We have indulged too much into the thinking brain. So when we get this now back, we are able, and there's the importance of your work, my work, to bring people to the awareness that they are in control over their beautiful emotions through their beautiful mind.
Absolutely. When you see someone that comes to you that says, I'm overworked, I'm overstressed, I'm depressed, I have no purpose, I'm constantly in a prison in my mind and I have no way to get out, what would be the path that you would recommend in the next 24 hours for them to start moving towards that balance?
Yeah.
If they're overworked, stressed, you know.
First, I would do a relax. Do you want coffee? Do you want tea? Bulletproof or non-bulletproof. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel. What do you feel? Relax the person. Bring it away from the anxiety where he is in.
Yeah.
So okay. We have the tendency, we have the power as humans to share love, to share a deeper feeling. And when one is in anxiety, you say, oh, yeah.
Chill out, bro.
Chill out, brother. And really pass it on. And some oxytocin coming. And, it's all there. It's nature. So that would be the first one.
Okay.
And then say, are you ready for some changes? And then, okay. Yes, of course. I'm so tired. Okay. If you're tired, we will increase your energy. We will get you back in the sense of control. You drive your own car. It's your car. It's your wheels, man. And you want to go from A to B and enjoy the view while going. So we will get you there, okay? Is that up? Just relax. I tell them to relax because a relaxed body is able to store up oxygen.
So if you're not relaxed, you're not breathing, you're not getting oxygen.
And logically, the biochemistry will be less quality. And if that is going to be chronic, it's a loop, then you're going to be exhausted.
All the time.
All the time. That's the burnout and all those things. Shallow breathing, wrong biochemistry, keeping on going. Put some adrenaline on because you got some deadlines to go. And in the end, there is no lifeline anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so something like that. So I get these people, and within 20 minutes of breathing, deep breathing, we know and they feel completely restored in their biochemistry. And thus, wow, yeah, that's who you are.
Right, right.
And from there, they feel, when the biochemistry is right, energy comes. It's mitochondrial. Mitochondrial, you get aerobic. Yeah, aerobic, what is it? Oxygen. Uh-huh. Oxygen in your little energy factories, and suddenly you get more ATP. ATP is molecules, is energy. With the energy, let's work on the transportation system. The blood vessels within your body is at the length 3 times the world. It all has its beautiful little muscles, and it wants to be awakened, so it is able to run the blood flow better through the body. Bring the nutrients, oxygens, and the vitamins, the life force itself, into the system, to all cells. You know what happens? The heart rate suddenly goes down. 15 to 30 beats a minute. 24 hours a day. Where's the stress? It's gone. Because in the end, everything is cell biological stress. But people don't know anymore. And with that, they get this sense of control over there, simply by breathing and going into the cold.
Yeah.
Sorry that it is so simple. Just do it and it comes along.
And for those that don't know your story.
Then we go into the cold.
Yeah. After you relax.
Like tomorrow I got this Oscar actor, actress, Paltrow.
Gwyneth?
Yeah, Gwyneth. Tomorrow. And within 1.5 hours, I will have her in an ice bath. Very stressful environment, and you're going to feel great.
Wow. When is that?
Tomorrow. 12 o'clock? Well, 1 o'clock.
Gotcha. 1 o'clock. Cool. For those that don't know your story, why did you get into the ice and breathing training in the first place? This is from like 2 years old, you're always in the cold, or?
Yes, actually, if you go back, way back, I was born traumatically. I was one of the twins, identical twins.
Wow.
They never knew there was another one. And I came almost too late, like blue, purple, in the cold of a hallway. That's where I came. And my mother was very religious, like naive, religious, strong, as a woman, very strong. She made this invocation and she told me later, oh God, let this child live, because they were to go to cut her open and to get the baby out. And she was in fear about that. She was being pushed from the recovery room to the operation room. And in the hall, just before entering the rubber doors of the operation room, she just got me out with the words, "Oh God, let this child live. I will make him a missionary." Here I am, the missionary. So I got a mission, but at that moment I was a piece of nothing.
Right.
Like purple. With that invocation, a mother has power.
Wow.
And naive or not, she can change the world therein. She can make it hard, like a tattoo on your soul. And that's what happened.
Wow.
And I was always different than my identical twin brother.
He's still alive?
Yeah, sure. He's alive, but he's not able to do what I do.
Why
because
not?
I do what I do because I had different experiences coming therefrom. Mate imprinted my soul, imprinted my type, my character. It was there, boom. And always being different than him, but 100% genetically the same.
Mm.
They did all the studies on us. And then they saw, yeah, it's a genetically the same, but he is not able to do what he is in. And it's because of the training.
Wow. So if he did the training, would he be able to do it?
Yes. And he's doing it now. Eh?
Yeah. Gotcha.
And he's healing a lot of people now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's happening. And everybody who's doing this is able to pass it on and get the same results we scientifically have achieved.
Amazing.
The autonomic nervous system, endocrine system, the immune system, and the deepest part of the brain are now accessible at will for anybody who does this properly. Mm.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, "Oh yeah," or "I can't believe it," or "Booyah." But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And when did you start getting into this? Was this teen years or?
This is like a subcurrent. When I was 12, I was reading on psychology and Buddhism, and I was always a little bit strange, looking for things out there.
Right.
And wherever I go to get my hands upon, I was into. And when I was 17, I already read so many books, so many religions, traditions, cultures, esoteric disciplines, yoga, kung fu, karate, anything I could do, you know, I had done. And there I found the cold water.
Really?
In a morning, a Sunday morning, a thin layer on the ice, on the water. Looking around, I just undressed myself, went in, and I knew from the inside, this is it.
Wow.
It connects you. And this is what
you can't think about anything else.
Exactly.
You have to think about that moment.
Oh, yes.
The present.
Yes. And but it matched my birth trauma. And this is what I later figured out. I was born in the cold of the hole, almost suffocated. Too long in there. Suffocate you, you get less oxygen. So the first thing you do when you go into the cold water is you begin to breathe deep. What do you do when you get born? When you
take a deep breath.
You come with an inhale, you go with an exhale. That's it. So the cold does the same. The cold brings you right there, as like rebirthing. And wow. I felt, you know, beyond or deeper than thinking, you feel, this is it. I felt power. I felt this connection, which I had experienced at my birth. And at that time, I was absolutely not aware of anything. But now I was aware that I had touched on something I was always looking for.
Huh.
And that made me feel
so... What were you looking for?
That trauma to get a hold on that what was imprinted inside, and that made me the other day come back
and do it again.
And 4 months later, I was able to stay. And this is not for nobody. This is me for 5 to 7 minutes under the water,
holding your breath,
holding the breath after 25 of these deep breaths. Then, because that all worked and it was great, you feel a great stillness while doing it. It's like in the fetus position. I'm under the water, just on my own, and nobody around. I had it always just for my own. The trees were there, no leaves, but yeah. You know, it was my little place. Nobody could see it. And there I always trained, every day, every winter. And at a certain moment, I began to separate the breathing and I brought it home.
Mm.
And then I saw all the lights and all the chakras and whatever they call in all these books, I saw it. And this time, not because of reading, but because of doing it.
Experiencing it, being in it.
Yes.
And didn't you have an experience later in your life with where someone died in your life and you came back?
Oh, yes. That my wife... when I was 35, with whom I had 4 children, and still have, and I work with them.
Yeah.
You saw just two of them.
They're great.
She jumped from an 8-story down because of mental disorder.
Really?
So severe. I mean, like here, just kissing the kids goodbye first. Love was there. But the terror was also there, and she decided to jump and go. That can be life. That can be terror of life, in life. And a lot of people are suffering in this world. I, at that moment, was earning very little, having 4 children. I was in the mountains at that present moment because making money through mountaineering and being a mountain guide and all. My kids were with the family in Spain, Basque country, and she did that.
Wow.
And that had, of course, such a great impact. It broke not only my heart, I was just shocked. You're shocked. You cannot think about it. You don't know what happened, but you have 4 children. So you take care of the children and you go on. But deeply, you are broken. Now, there I began very consciously going into the cold water, because at that moment, from there on, I had to deal with my own terror in my mind, my own worries, my own broken heart, and it all influences your thinking brain every day, every day. The cold makes your mind still.
Yeah.
You cannot picnic. You cannot think about your worries or about your mortgage or anything. You just
can't breathe. You have to focus.
Yeah. And so you are surviving. And surviving is the same part as the emotion, the deep emotion. So that was the only way to still the influence the emotion, creating all these bubbles in my head of the... So my children made me survive. The cold healed me. And now...
How long did it take until you started to heal?
Oh, that took, I don't know, five to 10 years.
Really? To heal the process? Yeah.
To get it consciously to my mind. I think it took me like a month to get a hold of this anxiety inside, something like that. And then from there, I just kept on doing it, of course. And I loved it as I did it before, but now it had its absolute therapeutic power.
Had a purpose too, yeah.
And now look at this, Lewis. This happened in 95.
Wow.
It's 2018. It's like 23 years ago. And now I'm a dropout from school. But now I'm teaching the professors and the doctors in all the world that we have an ability to tap into the deepest part of the brain and solve all the matters related to mental disorders and having no control.
Wow.
And there is no pill, no medicine involved. It's your own awareness, your own power. And then you get into the cold and the breathing, and we skip the breathing and the cold at a certain moment. We get in our innate control by our mind, the way the establishment doesn't like it, but the way we should have to confront ourselves with any stressor happening in the world to take care of our beloveds.
Yeah. Well, the establishment doesn't like it because it's not making them money. If you solve
That is the disease. That is the big disease, the withholding. And I think making money, very nice, great. But I don't want pills. I don't want medicine. I want happiness, strength, and health. If you are happy, how much money do you need? You see? How much cars do you need? How much of this? If you're happy, you're happy. So if you are able to regulate your own mood, and we found the compelling evidence of the key components of the autonomous processes in the brain related to emotion itself. I want it out there. I want professors and doctors, prove me wrong, guys, because we got it approved already in the science, but now we are with the establishment. So the establishment is there, it's very nice, you can make bridges and big buildings and all that and shoot people to the moon. Let's begin and start guaranteeing happiness, strength, and health, because it's there. Boom.
Yeah.
There, your work and my work collide positively.
Absolutely, man. It's amazing. Where do you feel the most loved in your life?
I just loved your wall here. Love, 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 love.
The love wall.
I think you're a very lovable person. You're a big bear. I get to meet people like you.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's very lovable, but also very powerful. Because in the end, love is the greatest power in the universe.
Yeah.
If you are in love with somebody, then you fly.
Fly.
There is no thinking anymore. Nobody can stop you.
Fly.
So that love is the biggest one. And that love you got not only for your woman, you got it also for your children.
Yeah.
You got it for, and we should have it for nature.
Mm.
Because then you don't even need to respect. You love it. You're not going to damage it.
Yeah.
You see? And we lost that because we lost the connection. We are wrongly schooled from the beginning off. And so the school, like the school of greatness, it starts in the primary school, let's not have them just... being taught in history, language, and mathematics.
Teach them love.
Teach them love. Composed connection. By scientific endorsed a reality wherein they are able to tap into the immune system, endocrine system, to guarantee happiness, strength, health. Happiness is endorphins and dopamines and all that. The health is the control over the tapping into the immune system in all the levels. We have shown. And the strength is the adrenaline at your service, like the adrenal axis in your conscious will, that it is all there. Yeah. And with that comes the rest too. We should not be individualized through schooling to become a tough motherfucker hitting with the elbows to the others because you got to compete and you become strong there. That's not strength. That is aggression.
Yeah.
Strength is where we help each other to become the best of ourselves.
That's true.
And it's all there now.
That's true.
There we are.
What's your greatest fear?
Greatest fear.
For you personally?
It's always a different question. Yeah. It looks like the same. But, you know, a fearless state, I can explain it like this. A fearless state of being is a being that is able to go with its conscious will into any part of the brain. What is that? That is the sixth sense. The sixth sense. We have shown the sixth sense, seventh sense, and eighth sense now through scientific mechanisms. We are able to detect different neurological networks in the brain related to the body.
Yeah.
It's rooted in the body. It's, of course, commanded by the brain. We call it subconscious. And there you got the sixth sense, the seventh sense, and the eighth sense. Sixth sense is the, I make a shortcut, is the ability at will to enter into any part of our brain. We thought there was only 16% being able to be controlled by our will in our brain. And now we have shown in brain scans in Germany with one of the two best brain scans of the world to create 100% neural activity. Mm. That means we are able to create at will, consciously, 100% neural activity within the brain. And thus, suddenly, the willpower is able to enter into the right neural active parts of any part of that brain. That means we are able to go past the space, time-space barrier of our thinking. And that is the sixth sense. The sixth sense knows in the future. Sixth sense knows what happened, all with mathematical precision beyond Einstein, anything. This is, it's going to be the future, I will tell you. There is the fearless state of being because your brain and your body are connected to be able to interact and confront with anything that is going to happen in the future. Fear only exists because we are too much into our time, space, little area, narrowed consciousness. And when there is narrowed consciousness in the future, things will happen wherein you will have to go to another part of the brain to solve the matter at that moment. Those are the life lessons, but it is too narrowed. So that's why the fear comes in. And the fear says only one thing. Go to me and find out why I'm here. It's a signal. Like pain is a signal. Yeah. Psychologically, fear is there. So that is number six, the sixth sense. And you can feel it as confidence. If you are confident, then that is because you are able to go past the time-space barrier, past the narrowed consciousness. Because that's the narrowed consciousness all about. All this enlightenment and all that, so far away, it's right over here, right now.
Yeah.
Feel confident. Number six. Number seven is the immune system, proprioception. Neurological network thought of inaccessible. Now we have shown to make it accessible for people. It's the immune system. So what is the immune system? It's a detection system to get the wrong intruders out, like in a moment. Not waiting 5 to 7 days and then the flu comes in and the fever and this, and it needs 5 to 7 days to get into the specific answer and get a molecule on the membrane of the intruder. And then suddenly you have no flu anymore. No, you can do that in 5 minutes.
Wow.
With your will, which was able to go past the time space. So that's number seven.
Yeah.
We got that. We have shown in science, I'm only bringing things together. And then number eight, I lately showed brain scans in Detroit, how to tackle top down a stressor out of your body. And that is the power of the mind. And I tell you, I'm just at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, man.
What is your personal fear, though, for you?
I got a family with six. I'm in fear all day long.
Really?
With a 1.5.
Running around?
He doesn't think. He does. We think. And so he goes so fast out of your sight, I'm dead. I'm dead.
Yeah. So you're afraid of something happening to your family or?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, and that makes me very attentive. I'm learning of him right now. Because once again, I'm just at the threshold of the power of our mind.
Yeah.
And to dive deeper and explore more. In the end, it is to guarantee love composed by happiness, strength, and health guaranteed to our children. And then getting into the power of the mind. This is the new dimension where I got in. They saw me in Germany activating, not even me, I'm just giving the protocol.
Right.
And then they have these people in brain scans and they suddenly see, at will, make it a disco. All the neural activity everywhere. Creating the right neural biochemical environment for the willpower, which is in the end neural activity, to enter into any part of the brain, which is not possible if we are too much, the way we are schooled is narrowed down, then the 25% less of blood flow goes to the other part. Thus, it is not alive. We make it alive. And suddenly, the power of the mind is able to naturally go where it needs to go, into the so-called subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Submarine. You are a submarine to go in and venture and to find out what there is going on in there.
Yeah.
In the end, it's for the soul to be able to flourish and to be. And there is all the power of the love.
Mm. Who was more influential in your life growing up, your mom or your dad? And what was the greatest lesson they taught you?
Mm. My dad was like a gypsy. A gypsy, free, no rules, no this, no that, let it go, indulging into life. And my mother was very strict.
Really?
Yeah, naive, very Catholic, every Sunday to the, and you have to do it so and so and so and so. Yeah, I loved my mother. If I have a guru, a teacher, it was her.
Wow.
And now it's my dog.
Your dog?
Yeah, because my mother is, she's ruling. She is still there and she's great. We love our mothers. And my dog, when I go into the mountains, in freezing temperatures, the Iceman and the go Mount Everest and all that. My dog is 3 times faster. In the mountains, she is playing around. It's minus 20, minus 25 Celsius, which is freezing cold. And she's just playing around.
Wow.
So I'm learning if there is a teacher, it's her. But in the end, it's the cold itself. The cold is my teacher.
What is the greatest lesson the cold has taught you?
The cold is merciless but righteous. So that's and it's always there. You can always depend and always you are able to tap into the depth of yourself by going through the initial reflexes of the cold coming upon you. And then suddenly you get a deep peace and deep power. I think it is a noble force.
Wow. Can we do a 3-minute breathing exercise?
Yeah, yeah,
together,
sure.
Where you just work with me, guide me, and tell me what to do. And if someone's watching, and if they only have 3 minutes a day to do some type of breathing exercise or a mindset.
You could do, in 4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay.
You got a push-up exercise.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. And the push-up exercise vacuums the oxygen out of you. But first we're going to oxygenize. We're going to alkalize the muscle tissue. And thus, when the muscle tissue is alkalized, it is the right chemical environment for the neuroperformance neurotransmitter to keep on going. Just to show it to yourself. Besides of that, you get deeply into the autonomic nervous system within 4 minutes.
Do it. Can we try?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Good. Very soon, I'm going to ask you to do push-ups.
Okay.
Without air in the lungs.
Without air in the lungs.
Yes. And that is because before, we are going to alkalize the blood. And that goes into the muscle tissue, and that will create the right chemical environment for the neurotransmitter performance to keep on going. Hey, what's the matter? I'm not breathing, got no air in myself, and keep on going. What is that? That is the alchemist. That's you. Within 4 minutes, thus, you get so fast in your biochemistry, and you hold your breath, which is consciousness, and thus the consciousness goes into the nervous system, into the depth thought of by science. It's not possible. It's the autonomic nervous system within 4 minutes.
Okay.
I think you have 4 minutes every day. And you know what? You're going to feel great. Great. Nice.
So what do I do? Do we breathe first? Do we do push-ups first? Do we?
No. You know how many push-ups you normally do. Okay. Keep that. That is your baseline.
Okay.
And now we're going to do more push-ups without breathing? Is that possible? Hey, be the alchemist. He's going to show. And you're going to feel. Okay. Relax. Relaxed body is able to store up oxygen. 4 minutes. Huh? 4 minutes.
Do we sit or stand for this? Does it matter?
If you stand, you know, you can go directly into push-up exercise.
Okay.
As you wish. As you feel. Relax. Okay, there you are. Fully in. And let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Get him up. Fully in. Let it go. Keep on going. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Have one thing in mind. You give the best, you get the best. There we are. Fully in. Lightheadedness, losing the body, tingling. Whatever you feel, make it stronger. Breathe into it. Okay, 19. 18. We are oxygenizing the body, alkalizing the body. The muscle tissue is becoming alkaline. It's going good. 14, fully in, go, fully in, go, fully in, go, get it in, get it in, go, 10, 9, 8, one thing in your mind, be a mean machine, you are the alchemist. 4, 3, 2, 1. Here comes the last one. Fully in. Let it go. Stop. And go. No breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Go. 40, 50, 60. 17, 18, 19, no, and the locks. 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Whenever you feel the urge to breathe, you can take him in and keep on going.
Oh, man.
Well done. This is the way you get deeply into the autonomic nervous system and re-regulate the adrenal axis. It's all happening because he was not breathing. And he became vacuum within. Suddenly, you gotta survive. What a thing we never do. And it's good for you. You feel, hey, you tell what you feel. Easy does it. Easy does it. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done.
Oh, man, I wish I didn't do chest this morning, but I did a full, like, chest this morning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it feels good, yeah.
Yeah.
I was feeling, like, tingly and lightheaded. Doing a breathing.
That's good.
Yeah. But then I felt like I had a lot of energy when I was when I breathed all the way out. When I was pushing, I felt like I had a lot of energy.
That's him. That's him. That's him. That's the alkalinity in the muscle tissue, and the performance neurotransmitter acetylcholine is able to go. And normally, when it becomes sore, acetylcholine is not able to go anymore. Right. And this could be altered for football or anything.
Sure. Do you recommend people do that 4-minute exercise every day?
Yes. Yes.
Where they do
push-ups? Everybody has 4 minutes. No excuse.
Should they do the exercise with push-ups or just the breathing by itself?
No. With push-ups, a lot better. Because you get the shit out of your system.
Really? Yeah, I'm like sweating. I'm like toxifying it, yeah.
And you are, the adrenal axis is on, and that resets the body.
Yeah.
And that means you get into this natural biochemical state.
It's like a high.
Right on. Yes. Yeah.
Need to recover.
Yeah. That's logical, but that's of all.
That's right.
Thing is, if they want we got a free app on the website.
How do they get it?
And that is, I don't know.
My son knows. Wimhof.com?
Wimhofmethod.com.
Wimhofmethod.com.
And there is a free app. And there you got all the scientific signs behind it and about the cold, the way the breathing deeply gets into it. And
Video training, yes. Amazing. You're doing workshops around the world right now too, right? So if people want to do a workshop with you,
yeah,
they can go to wimhofmethod.com.
Like in LA, it's going to happen in November.
Okay.
Yeah, and New York and New Orleans, I thought, things like that. All over the world, Australia, Asia, Europe.
So they can find all the information there.
Yeah.
It's great, man.
Yeah.
What is your mission? What do you want people, what do you want to do?
I want everybody to be happy, strong, and healthy, and that it is there, and that you learn to own your own mind, because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then you sense a power, and you become powerful, you become proud, and you are a protector.
Yeah.
And you live in harmony with nature. Around you, inside, outside, same thing.
Yeah. When you have control, you're not being you're not trying to survive and be a victim of life. You're in control of life, and you're able to serve other people around you.
Yes. Our energy doesn't need so much to survive and to be. We got so much more energy. And we naturally give that.
Yeah.
But for that, we first have to know who we are. And for that, we need that control. And for that, we are into the science to show everybody has it.
Who are you?
I'm here, like a simple dude changing the world.
If there are 3 words to describe you, what would those 3 words be?
I'm crazy about life. You know? They always said, this man is crazy, he's crazy, he's crazy. You know, negatively content. And I say, I'm still crazy. I'm crazy about my life and my wife. So the family and being. Who am I? I'm the savior. But you too. And everybody is.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, there's a couple questions I want to ask you to finalize this. One is called the three truths. I don't remember if I asked you this the last time, but I'll ask you now. Imagine it's the last day of your life many years from now. And you've achieved everything you want. The world is healing. People gain their power back. There's
amazing.
Less mental stress and disease. Inflammation is leaving people's bodies. They're controlling their minds, everything.
Wonderful.
The work you've done is impacting the world, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this happening. Your family is healthy. You've got 20 grandkids, whatever you want. Everything you want has happened.
Mm.
But at some point, you got to leave.
Yes.
You got to leave this earth.
Yeah.
And everyone's there, and it's a great celebration. But you've got to, everything you've created, you've got to take it with you. So your work, your message, this podcast, it's all got to go with you. Mm-hmm. But you get to write down on a piece of paper 3 things you know to be true about your whole life and the lessons you've learned in your life. So you can leave behind 3 lessons for the world.
Mm.
What would you say are those 3 lessons or 3 truths that you would share with the world?
Have the courage to go to through fear.
Mm.
Find out who you really are. And heal as many as you can.
Really?
Yes.
Find out who you are and heal.
The real power of yourself. Find your real power. It's much more than we thought possible. And once again, I'm a dropout from school. I'm teaching professors and doctors all over the world.
Yeah.
I got a holistic view. And the holistic view comes from nature. Nature knows more than we have stated in books.
Sure, yeah.
And gotten into our minds, narrowing us down. And thus, it is able to be corrupted.
Yeah.
The soul cannot be corrupted. That's who we are. That is the power I wish for everybody to find. And then to go like a warrior.
That's it, baby. Well, I want to acknowledge you, Wim, for the consistent madman on a mission that you are to help heal and transform lives. I think you've found a method that works for you and works for so many people. And your passion and commitment, no matter what you look like or what people say about you, you're just a maniac on a mission to change lives. And I acknowledge you for that. I acknowledge you for your huge heart. We sang some songs last time you were here. That was fun on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
So I acknowledge you for being a passionate, curious child, even at 59 years old, and never letting your childlike spirit leave you. Because I think a lot of people your age, my age, forget who they are as a child, and it leaves them. Mm-hmm. And you've kept that spirit alive, and it's infectious in a positive way with everyone that follows you. So I appreciate you, man.
That is nice. That is great.
Of course, man. Of course, man. My final question for you is, what's your definition of greatness?
Yeah, I'm astonished now every day. Every day I'm astonished. I got this, my little baby. I said, I got a baby. I got a beautiful wife. I'm changing the world. Every day I feel great. I'm a man on the mission. Any man, any woman on a mission is going to feel great.
Mm. There you go. Wim Hof, my man. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. No. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
There you have it, my friends. Happiness, strength, optimal state of the body and mind, all through breathing, mindset, and using the cold to our advantage. If you enjoyed this, make sure to tag me at Lewis Howes on Instagram and tag Wim Hof. Let me and him know what you thought about this and share this with your friends. Put a link on your story on Instagram with a swipe up. Your friends need to listen to this. I'm telling you, it's going to change the life of so many people. If they just apply some of this, some of these strategies, the breathing, the mindset, the cold therapy, it is powerful. Anytime you seek discomfort in your life, you will see certain results. The hard things done well create better results for you over time. It's not fun. It's not easy, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. Make sure to share with your friends, lewishouse.com/799, or be a champion in someone's life today and just send them a text. Say, hey, I thought you would like this. Check it out. It's the new show with Lewis Howes and Wim Hof, and here's the link. You can copy the link from your podcast app and let me know what you think. If you haven't left a review over on your podcast app, please leave us a review. I think we're almost at 5,000 five-star reviews. So I would love your thoughts, love your feedback. We read them internally to our team every single week. And they give us that energy and that excitement to continue to make this better for you every single day. You have the power to change your life in any moment based on the thoughts that you think and the actions you take. Nelson Mandela said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. You must be willing to just lean into those discomforts, those fears, those insecurities. The more you take those on, the more action steps you take towards them, the less they will have power over you. But you must be willing to address it and face yourself head on. Face your fears. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be scary. It's going to be messy. You're going to make mistakes. But that's where the magic is. Face your fears and keep moving forward. I hope this interview helped you, give you tools, strategies, inspiration that you can do this as well. You can overcome the challenges in your life if you're just willing to go through them. Quit avoiding these things and go through them. I love you so very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.